The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. I'm Shiloh.
And I'm Haley.
And we're the Love Ladies. And today on our show, we are talking about electronic awakening, conscious music, and intentional dance culture. And we have some really cool guests on the show today. First, we're going to be talking to Andrew Yonner, who is the director of the movie Electronic Awakening. And also we're going to be talking with Adam Shake, who is a Juno Award-nominated music producer, composer, sound designer, and DJ, creator of the lovely music you hear in the background throughout most of our show today. And he's also just an all-around really great guy. So we're going to be interviewing him as well and listening to some of his music. Intentional dance and conscious music is really how Haley and I met each other, and at an intentional dance gathering, a community gathering, and it really began our journey together into the radio show and making music. And really the culture itself has had a large impact on my life. I met a whole community of people that share similar values and ideals to me. And, you know, basically what those are personal self-growth and, you know, raising the vibration of Earth and our own consciousness and really trying to make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Also referred to as hippies. In other words, but, you know, really the hippies of today are business people and artists and visionaries and really making some big shifts on our planet. So Haley, how has the culture affected you in your life?
Well, being at those gatherings, I just want to mention first that one of the things that is so amazing is people who come to those gatherings come sharing their gifts. And so when you're there, you're surrounded by people that are leading a drumming circle or teaching a workshop on how to communicate better, or So many different things. I can't even begin to name them right now. It's been really amazing to be in a place where not only are we sharing, but we're educating each other. We're bringing our gifts together. And I think that's what community is about. So it's been, for me, it has been a supportive place for me to blossom and grow and have an amazing amount of fun doing it. And, you know, the aspect of celebration that's part of this whole culture really helps us tap into our natural joy that is an inherent part of all of us.
Mm-hmm. And everyone is so loving. And I just remember coming from, like, the default world into a festival atmosphere and just seeing people. It was like everybody was family. It was just like, wow, everybody knows everybody, and everybody's like family, and everybody's hugging everyone, and there was so much I love yous going around, so much love and acceptance and just complete allowance of who everybody is. I just love, from the clothing to, you know, conscious clothing to conscious music to conscious people, they're all just really
awesome
and cool.
Well, also seen, you know, within all of that, there's also people triggering each other and working through stuff and healing, moving forward, and it's been wonderful to have, for people to have space to do that and just be real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of spiritual, rapid spiritual growth happening in these communities, in this culture. And it's fantastic that it's all under the banner of dance and joy and celebration. So mm-hmm.
And music.
Yeah, also in this segment, we will be playing the audio of the trailer for Electronic Awakening. And then after that, we'll be interviewing the director.
So in Electronic Awakening, the director, Andrew Yoner, lifts the veil on an underground spiritual movement that has developed within electronic music cultures worldwide. This close encounter with the mysticism of rave questions the origin of religion and offers insight into the future of man's spirituality. It investigates this culture's significance to the prophecies of 2012, how this bizarre and sacral relationship to electronic music has evolved the group over time, and where it all seems to be leading them.
Wow, sounds great. Yeah, and it is featuring Daniel Pinchbeck, Alex Gray, Terrence McKenna, Ken Kay, Eric Davis, Dr. Robin Sylvan, Goh Gill, Mark Helle, The Wicked Crew, Moon Tribe, Tribal Harmonics, and many more. There's also music by Crystal Method, Vibrosphere, Androcell, Random Rab, Jason Knight, Govinda, and TBD. So there's lots of good music in there as well. Without further ado, here is the trailer for Electronic Awakening.
It is a technology that has existed for thousands of years. A pure and direct expression of our consciousness.
Since the beginning of time, mankind has used music and dance to commune with nature and the spirit of the universe.
With that force, great magic can be done.
A group of older friends of mine invited me to come to a large dance party.
And I remember walking up the stairs. It was this old, huge warehouse. I heard this sound coming out of the sound system.
And the sound is resonating the walls and the floor. And there's this music that I started to fall in love with, which is this electronic music.
When you first hear it, it's kind of uncomfortable. You're like, oh, I don't like that.
And I wasn't quite sure what it was, really. I just didn't know it. It wasn't coming from guitars and drums. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't know how into it I am.
But then something snapped, and all of a sudden I was addicted, and it totally changed my whole life.
It moved me to a point where there was no turning back at that point. I was moving forward with this sound.
Feeling that power inside, feeling that sensation, it was so much more than just a party. It was more than a party, because you felt it, mind, body, and spirit.
It was based on the fact that we were sharing this experience together on the dance floor, and they understood the implications of what that meant for the rest of our lives and for the larger transformation of the larger culture. And that was it. You know, I was signed on.
We have now access to sounds that just don't exist outside of light and pure energy. It's pure energy.
They're connecting with music that is made for the intention of having an ecstatic or transformative experience.
Feels to me to connect to a language that's inside of me already.
The paradigm of music as a spiritual technology for altering consciousness in a way that allows you access to spiritual dimensions.
It puts you in a different mindset. And then when you communicate, you open up other doors of perception.
That's how our bodies work, on this repetitive vibration. It became more of a way for me to balance my vibrations with the vibrations of the music. And it became like a medium, a tool for me to use. Almost like meditation and motion.
We are vibration, we are tone, we are constantly moving and creating noise.
Being around that energy of 1,000 people dancing together to the same music in this huge club transformed something inside of me.
When we build this energy, what are we doing with it? It's like a key that a lot of people are snapping into again. Oh yeah, being more conscious of what we're doing with it. And I feel like that's the next evolution for a larger range of dance culture gatherings.
We have linked into a deeper, more ancient understanding of what dance and the intention that we hold with each other is all about.
Now the real meat of the religions is in their spiritual practices.
Because what we are reenacting is actually the oldest form of religion that we have.
Spirituality in general has always been about ecstatic religious experience.
Beyond just getting high on the dance floor and having this kind of peak experience, we really want to build community.
Bringing the beauty and the connection that we found on the dance floor, off the dance floor, and into real life.
What is happening right now is there is an emerging global dance culture that's based around prayer and intention, a lot of which was happening in indigenous cultures around the world for a long time. What we're getting now is a return, a rebirth, a reemergence of this sense of intention and purpose through community gathering and through ecstatic states of dance and movement.
There's this sort of sense of a kind of growing intensity. There's some change that's just about to come.
On December 21st, 2012, which is the last date of the Mayan calendar, the Earth lines up perfectly with the Sun, which lines up perfectly with the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
We feel the Earth changing. So instinctually, we know that we're heading towards a collective gathering.
When sun dancers come together and dance the dance of illumination, they will enter into the Garden of Eden again.
So what we're doing at these gatherings is we're preparing for that shift. We're practicing for the cosmic dance.
Wow, exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing that movie. So hopefully Andrew and the crew get enough support. They really do need support, financial support, of course. If you go to their website, electronicawakening.com, you can find out more about how to support them. So we're just going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we will be interviewing Andrew Yonner, director of Electronic Awakening. So stay tuned.
To our frequency.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
Every day, we're faced with situations where we need to change and grow in order to achieve better results than before. When you tune into Transformation Catalyst with your hosts, Coach Judy Harris and Kathleen Smart, you'll come away with some of the tools you need to make those changes or transformations that much easier. The hosts and guests will share their expertise and personal stories to help you experience your personal growth. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. We're here with AC Yoner, who is the director and executive producer of Electronic Awakening. He is also a cultural journalist and documentary filmmaker. He is the published author of several novels, including A Concise History of Heaven and Earth and The Singularity. As a journalist, he has published several articles relating to 2012. And is currently finishing a book, Ethnography, on the mysticism of electronic music culture. He is dedicated to producing visual and written ethnography having to do with the shifting paradigm of human culture. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hi, thank you.
Great to have you here today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So I understand that back in the summer of 2006, you took a journey out west and you were funded by your university to basically go out and attend an assortment of parties and festivals, which is really cool, investigating the mysticism of the electronic music culture. So would you like to tell us a bit about that journey?
Yeah, sure. To this day, I think I'm the only student that I've heard of that got their university to fund their ticket to Burning Man.
So. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it began as my thesis paper to finish my degree in anthropology, and I wrote grants to actually come out and do field work on the project. And they funded for me to come out for a couple of months and attend at the Shambhala up in British Columbia. That was my first electronic music event.
Oh, really?
The Shambhala.
That's quite an event, too.
Oh, it was definitely quite a first-time exposure, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
So, but it was, previous to this project, I had, no first-hand experience with the culture. I had done, preliminary study basically from my library at my home university on the culture. And Shambhala was my first time getting my feet wet in the rave scene. So it was I went from Shambhala down to Burning Man, and then went to Earth Dance and Symbiosis that year, and to a Kilo-Gil party, and then several smaller parties, the full moon events in between that I found along the way. And it was after that initial bit of field work that I decided to continue the project in the future. And I ended up actually moving out west to complete the project.
Oh, okay.
So been on the journey ever since.
Shambhala being your first experience, I know as far as festivals go, it's amazing, and so many people that go there have quite transcendental experiences there. So I've never been myself, and I've just seen pictures and I've heard other people's experiences, but definitely seems to be that the universe is sort of leading you to, you know, some of the big ones first for your experience. I think that's really interesting.
I think it was a perfect place to start things out. It was recommended to me by a lot of people I connected with through my first kind of outreach to the gay community, through just finding online communities and reaching out to them about the project that I was doing. And that was one of the places, one of the key locations that I was informed on to attend. You know, of course, my hypothesis, I was seeking evidence of the spirituality that would have emerged from this, you know, practice.
Right.
And so, you know, previous to doing any field work, I had found, I mean, there's a small collection of research that had been done on more of the spiritual components of the culture, but a lot of it was really early. I did find something that was published in, I think, 2004, mm-hmm. Was the most recent thing that I found as evidence that was actually, something was actually going on more at these parties than, you know, than just the form of, you know, Friday night entertainment.
Right.
But seeing it firsthand was what I wanted to kind of discover for myself, and also be able to pick back and report on to my university.
Right.
And so going out to Shambhala, you know, being my first experience at these events, of course, the first thing I'm seeing, I went out to, I think it's called the Lapras stage now, but that year in 2006, it was the portal stage.
Okay.
And, you know, their altars set up all over the place. People are conducting pretty elaborate ceremonies and ritual theatrics, and, you know, practicing meditation and chanting. And, you know, I think my first night out there, a huge portion of the group out on the dance floor left after the last DJs played, and were homing into this crystal altar that was set up next to the dance floor. So it was really, for me, pretty mind-blowing just observing this, you know, first as an outsider,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, seeing that there definitely was more going on to the experiences for these people than what I would say is what mainstream culture would have perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm imagining that this is part of what has led to you making this movie, and so I'm wondering if you can tell us a bit more about the movie.
Yeah, the film, the film is on that very subject. It's on a kind of the spiritual evolution of this culture. It follows the story of, basically the story of how the culture has evolved from the emergence of, you know, just parties and warehouses, to now these larger festivals, you know, that are now attracting, you know, thousands and thousands of people, and that this, you know, whole kind of spiritual, archaic, like tribalism is being brought into it, and is, you know, is being awakened within this culture, and how that has evolved the culture over time. And what I've tried to express is how kind of that evidence of spirituality that was, you know, pretty well emergent in, you know, the year that I went out, 2006, how that came to be.
I think it's really important work you're doing. There's such a vast amount of people that have never been exposed to this culture at all, and a lot of people just view it as, you know, it's just the rave party scene, and there really is so much more to it. So what effect do you hope the movie has on viewers that maybe haven't been exposed to the culture at all?
Well, I think the same effect that I had from my first exposure to it, just that, you know, the culture, I realized after I first began doing research on this culture that there was a huge stigma attached to the race.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a lot of the outsiders, you know, perception on it was, you know, basically a youth drug culture that was nothing but a party. And that anything transcendent or transformative or positively transformative, you know, wasn't seen.
Right.
So for me, seeing that for myself, experiencing that for myself, was definitely something I wanted to translate into a film that any, you know, mainstream society could see and understand.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, and I've noticed too myself. A lot of people do show up just to party, and they find they get a lot more than they bargained for. You know, so I think that it's amazing either way. If somebody wants to go party, they find that they're exposed to this vibration of conscious people that are doing some intentional things, and then they might find that, wow, this isn't just a party.
I've seen a lot of newcomers on the scene just really awed and amazed and feeling really excited about their experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the self-expression, I love that about Burning Man, radical self-expression. And what you see at festivals is people just, you know, they dress up, they have costumes, there's all kinds of performances with fire, with, you know, dancing, art, and just a beautiful outpouring of creativity that happens there as well. So how can our listeners find out more about you and more about the film and support the film?
Well, they can find out more about the film if they visit our film's website. It's www.electronicawakening.com.
Great.
And I was going to say, if they want any more information about me or in my writing, it's at acjohner.com. acjohner.com.
Oh, okay, great. That's your own personal website. Excellent. So I understand you're in need of some financial support still for the film. So hopefully our listeners will head on over to your website and check out the contribute link, I believe it is, and can help you out with that and get that movie playing all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's our intention right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been great, and I am so excited to see this movie. I'm just, the trailer itself has me just tingling. I'm so excited and vibing all the frequencies of love and intention and consciousness. So really excited to see that.
Yeah, and I think Shiloh and I have both experienced so much joy and just had amazing transformative experiences ourselves within this culture. So it's really exciting to see somebody bringing it to the world and letting people in on what's been going on.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're excited to show it to the world.
Excellent. We're just going to go for a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with Adam Shaik, so stay tuned. How about you get up and shake it?
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. We're here with Adam Shake, who is a Juno Award-nominated music producer, composer, sound designer, and DJ, and just does some amazing sounds. He's done some original soundtracks for numerous film and television productions. He's done some work for Disney and the National Film Board and CBC. We're really excited to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hi.
Hi.
So I understand you're joining us just prior to going to another festival experience down
That's
in
right.
Southern Alberta. Yeah. So you travel quite a bit.
In the summer, especially.
Yeah.
It's, there's a great festival culture that's grown in Canada now, and I'm really fortunate this summer to play every from coast to coast. I'll be at a fall festival in Halifax, and I was just in Montreal, and I'll be playing Canada Day in Ottawa. I'm going to be at Astral Harvest up near Edmonton, and Base Coast and Chambola and towards Eaton. So yeah, I have a really good festival season planned out this summer.
Wow, yeah, you're a busy guy. You do some film work? Film and television?
Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly, I discovered over the time that, you know, in order to be a surviving artist in the 21st century, you have to really be fairly diverse in